Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, and my co-host, Lucky Peris. Let's start the day with what happened in Dumbulla yesterday. Pakistan comprehensively beat Sri Lanka by a massive margin of 6 wickets in the long opener at this beautiful stadium. Now then, Sri Lanka were put into bat. Of course, that was the overnight moisture. The wicket had been covered because there's been plenty of rain. So there was plenty of moisture beneath the surface and it became slightly dry. But nevertheless, Sri Lanka's batting was not up to par. And credit must be given to the Pakistani spinners who really troubled Sri Lanka right from the get-go. Let's take a look at the scores first. Sri Lanka bowled out for 128 in 19.2 overs. The only batter who really impressed was none other than Janith Lianage, who made a fantastic 40 in 31 deliveries, and he was given a lot of praise by the top commentators who were in pursuit yesterday. They said that he's a fine player. There was contribution actually from Charit Asalanka, who made 18. Pathum Nisanka, disappointing, made only 12. He's one of the main batters that Sri Lanka depend on. Kushal Mendish, 14. Dharanjay De Silva made 10. And of course, Dasun Shanaka, the captain, got among the runs. He made 12. But Vanidhu Hasaranga looked very promising at one stage. He made 18 runs off 12 wickets. Because the problem is that Sri Lanka started losing wickets in clusters, which means 2 wickets on the trot sort of scenario, which put them on the back foot, sadly. As far as Pakistan was concerned, Shadab Khan, who's got back into the T20 side, excellent left arm orthodox bowler, 2 for 25. Abar Ahmed, as you know, is a fantastic leg spinner, 3 for 25. Then Misra, the seamer, 3 for 18. And last but not the least, you know that Wasim Junior always gets amongst the wickets. He took 2 for 7. Pakistan had absolutely no problem in getting to this score, and they just got there with ease. In 16.4 overs, they got to the target, and the main contribution was Farhan, who was fantastic. He made 51 off just 31 deliveries. What a player he's become, right? Right-hander. I mean, he looked absolutely in breathtaking form. You know, just carting the Sri Lankan bowlers to all parts of the park. And Siam Ayub made 24 and Salman Agar 16. For Sri Lanka, Vanidhu Hasaranga bowled very well. Just gave away only 17 runs in his 4-over spell, took 1 wicket. But Teekshana was expansive, gave away 31 runs, took 1 wicket. But overall, I think the Sri Lankans, well, the bowling was not up to scratch. But then you can't be unfair by the bowlers as well, because when you're defending a small total, the bowlers also look very vulnerable because the approach is different, because you're trying to buy wickets then. Then you try to experiment too much and you can get carted. So up front, Sri Lanka is having a huge problem in the batting arena. I'll try and give that to you on our script, which will give you a detailed information. And they're struggling against spin, and this is the problem. So the next game is coming up on the 11th. The next game is coming up actually tomorrow, which is the 9th. Correction. We sincerely hope that Sri Lanka will come up with a better performance. Right, let's go straight down to Sydney. Now, let me give you the scorecard first. England in their first innings made 384. Australia replied with 567. And overnight, England were 302 for 8 wickets with Jacob Bettle batting on 142. And there was only 5 more overs left for the new ball. So England at that time had a lead of 119 runs with 2 wickets in hand. And this morning, the English were bowled out for 342. Jacob Bettle, 154. Harry Brooke, 42. And Jamie Smith, 20. And Australia were set a target of 160 a short while ago, just before the lunch break, though. The Aussies were 40 for no loss. So they still need 120 runs to win this game. We'll keep our eyes focused on that as well. Right, that's it from me and Lucky Peris this morning. We have plenty of news for you coming up tomorrow, that's for sure. And then look forward to our script Sri Lanka versus Pakistan, which will come up very shortly for your reading pleasure. Real pleasure being with you this morning on our podcast on behalf of Lakith Peeris and myself, signing off, but then spinning a record for your listening pleasure.